Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. Interesting. Mm. That's why you need Robert Half. Yep. I don't think that's a person. That's the company.
Okay, I was confused.
Yeah, their specialized recruiting professionals engage with their proprietary AI. Welcome to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing, and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. See, at Robert Half, they know talent. I wish I had had Robert Half back in the day when I was hiring.
Okay.
So, no offense, Sona.
Oh, I feel like you did mean to offend me.
Yes, you wouldn't be here if I had had Robert Half. Okay. Visit RobertHalf.com today.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle. Because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Conan O'Brien needs a fan. Want to talk to Conan? Visit teamcoco.com/callconan. Okay, let's get started.
Hi, David. Welcome to Conan O'Brien Needs a Fan.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, David, how are you?
Hello, hello, Sona. Hello,
Hi.
Matt.
Hi.
Hello, Conan. Oh, I like that little gray hair coming out of your face.
Which
yes.
one of us?
Yeah. it's called a beard where we live. Yes. But thank you. Thank you. I admire your beard as well. You have a nice,
it's not that great, but I have to have it until it comes out naturally good.
Yeah,
right.
It's going to get there. Give it a 15 more years and you'll be fine.
Exactly.
David, where are you contacting us from? Where are you in the world?
I'm in Bucaramanga, Colombia.
Bucaramanga. Where is Bucaramanga?
It's just nearby Florida Blanca.
Perfect. Yeah. Now I'm really
no, it's like
it's like about an hour 30 from meters the south of Cucamonga and Habanabanga. I don't know. I'm the ignorant one here, but I don't know where
don't
that
worry.
Is.
Oh. It's 1 hour flight from the capital, Bogota.
Okay. I was in Bogota when I was a very young boy.
Oh, really?
Yeah. My father was on a trip for his work to visit a lot of cities in South America. And I think that one of the first stops was in Bogota, Colombia. And I was very self-conscious because I remember all the women walking up to me and touching. My hair was like carrot orange and I had big freckles. And so women would come up and just touch my hair. Now, today I would
like
love
good
that.
Fortune?
Today I would love that. I would pray for that. But as a boy, it sort of upset me and terrified me, made me very self-conscious. That's my only memory of Bogota. So,
well, it's a beautiful city. My mother lives there, by the way.
Okay. I think she was one of the women that touched my hair. I remember that. She said, one day my son, David, will also laugh at you. So, David, what is tell me about your life. How's it going? What do you do?
Well, I'm 30 years old. Mm-hmm. I know I don't look like it, but yeah.
What do you mean you don't look like it? I think you look like a 30-year-old guy.
Yeah, but I feel like 50. No, I'm just kidding.
Are you a club comedian? What's happening here?
I'm just kidding. I'm
okay,
sorry.
All right. Okay.
I'm an engineer. I'm an industrial engineer, and I have two jobs right now. I'm currently working at a manager at a pharmaceutical company, and I work at the city planning at the mayor's office.
Oh, okay. Wow, you
Florida Blanca.
You work for the city of Bucaramanga.
Florida Blanca.
Yeah.
No, Florida Blanca.
Oh, Florida
Blanca. Which means white Florida.
Okay. Well, that's kind of
redundant.
Yeah, very talk about redundant. Yeah, white Florida. So I'm curious so you work on statistics. That's part of your job.
Yes.
Is that fun? I mean, it sounds a little dry. It doesn't sound like it's that much fun.
Well, it's not that fun, to be honest. But the thing is that I go to the communities and I make this work with the people. I mean, I try to gather all the data. So I work on my statistics. So I have to go to all the places of the city.
Oh, so you get to travel all around.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. It's cool. I mean, sometimes we have our, we have to go to very dangerous places, but yeah, we try to make the best out of it.
What kind of dangerous place do you go to?
Well, the thing is that Florida Blanca has a great, a place that is called Barrios de Invasión, mm-hmm. which it's the neighborhoods that people buy their, build their own houses, right? Like the favelas on Brazil, right?
Yep.
But we have to go there and we have to do a characterization of the population. And sometimes it can get a little dangerous.
Do you mean sometimes you feel like your life is threatened?
Basically, yes.
Because they see you as an outsider coming in, asking a lot of questions, and they don't
exactly.
like that.
Exactly. And well, we carry a lot of equipment, a lot of laptops and cell phones. So yeah, things happen.
Oh, you get stuff maybe taken from you and things like that.
Exactly, yes.
Well, that wouldn't happen if I was around.
How come?
I'm very physically intimidating.
Huh. Okay.
Not me. I mean, just the idea of me.
Okay.
I mean, me in person is, yeah, I'd be immediately attacked.
Oh, so it would be your reputation preceding you and people?
Yeah, I'd send my resume ahead. And I think that would quiet all the...
What are you just going to drop leaflets of your resume from C-130?
With your resume around?
I like Gourley's ideas. Weeks before I arrive, every day, huge dumps of my resume and my work over 30 years in the business, maybe some old Simpsons episodes. And then I show up and I'm shown the proper respect. but yeah, short of that, I'll immediately be murdered.
Yeah.
So have you ever lived in the United States?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I did in 2014. I lived in Ohio for 6 months.
Oh.
Yeah.
Was this as a punishment of some kind?
Oh,
well, I don't know.
Come on.
It sounds like a sentence. You are to serve 6 months in Ohio, and then you may return to your beautiful Columbia.
Did you ever go to the real white Florida?
I have.
What did you do when you were in Ohio?
Well, the thing is that there is a program called Work and Travel that allows you to go to the United States with a visa work permit, and you work 4 months over there, and then you can travel for two more.
Wow.
So I went to Ohio. I work at a hotel, at front desk, at a hotel called Put'n Bay Resort.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a great experience. I mean, it had like really bad moments, but overall, it was a great experience.
I'd like to hear about the bad moments. What was the bad moments?
Okay. I mean, the bad moments, I like to call it like the 3 days in hell. Because
sure, that does it. Three whole days.
Yeah, because four people came on a Tuesday. Well, to check in, of course, to the hotel, and I checked them in, and the guys seemed great. There were two couples, right? And on the first night, they come to the front desk, really drunk, and they asked me, "Hey, man, can we use the jacuzzi?" And I was like, "No, the jacuzzi service is up until 6 p.m. And it was like 10 p.m., right? And they were keep going at it like, "Come on, man." And no one's in the hotel because the hotel was like dead on the weekdays, right?
Yeah.
And I was like saying, "No, I'm not authorized to do that." So one of the guys actually pulls up his wallet and takes out a $100 bill and says, "Look, turn on the jacuzzi and I'm going to give you $100. And well, that was the first time I got bribed.
Oh, you took it. Yeah. It worked.
Yeah, I mean,
welcome to America, David.
Exactly. I mean,
it sounds like
as soon
it.
As the bill touched my hand, I was like, "Okay, how many towels do you guys need? let me turn on the bubbles."
Yeah. Yeah. So wonderful morality tale you just told us, David.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So the first moment, it's like you are high on dopamine. Like, this is great.
Yeah.
But then you feel like kind of dirty. Like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
I just destroyed my whole integrity for $100. Right. Well, that happened on the first night. Right. I felt bad about it. On the second night, they come up to me exactly like 10 or 12 p.m. And they go like, "Hey, we're going to use the golf cart. Can we use the golf cart? And I'm like, no, no, the service for the golf cart is up until 5 p.m. It goes again, takes out his wallet and gives me a 50. And I'm like, oh, come on, man. Just take out the goddamn golf cart.
Yeah. And also, your weight is $100.
Yeah. First of all,
why'd you go down?
You went down to 50? You're going to give a drunk people at night access to a golf cart and you're only getting $50?
And that's not the worst part. They actually lost the golf cart. So I have to look for it.
Well, wait a minute. Now I feel like I got to go to Ohio and find these people.
Yeah.
That's a whole other thing.
Yeah, what they don't tell you is that all the golf carts have the same key. So the golf cart got stolen and someone drove it and left it on the beach.
Well, let me ask you a question. David, were you blamed for any of this? Did your employer get angry with you?
No, I hope they don't see this.
Well, you don't work there anymore.
Yeah, you're safe.
Yeah, I don't work there.
You're very far from Ohio, and I don't.
Yeah, but I really feel bad about that. Yeah, those are the only two times I've got bribed in my life. By the way, I just want to make that clear.
Oh. Well,
want to go for a third?
Yeah.
What are you going to bribe him to do?
Let's spitball. I don't know. Good question. Yeah. Eat those flowers.
Yeah. I'd want to see the money first from this guy.
Yeah, David.
Exactly. So what are your passions in life, David? What do you really love?
Ooh, okay. I love to play tennis. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, I tried to go pro when I was 16, mm-hmm. but it was really complicated.
Yeah.
I mean, I played with the best players here in Colombia and they destroyed me. So, well, I gave up on that dream really fast.
That's okay. It's good that you found out then. I pursued, professional football for way too long before I realized I was no good at it. Oh. Well into my late 30s.
Yeah, kept putting on the uniform. Yeah,
I'd put on the uniform and videotape myself in the uniform eating a bowl of oatmeal. And then I would send that around to all the top teams. And it never really got
no bites, huh?
No bites. But eventually I had to learn. I had to learn. Sona, what would you do with $100 billion? Seriously.
Oh, I would buy a country.
Okay. I would buy just a ton of yachts and private jets, and I would duct tape them all together and then just have it go in a circle in the Pacific Ocean.
What?
Yeah. I don't know, just to be a total jerk. Anyway, there is a correct answer.
Oh.
And it's build incredible cities in fantastical locations while competing with your friends to be the biggest tycoon in the world. What do you think of that answer?
That's better than mine.
Yep, and mine, which you can do with Monopoly Go, the hit mobile game that's so much fun, it's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's the fun of classic Monopoly on the go, anytime, anywhere, endless new surprises like tons of boards and crazy mini games. You can team up with your chums on community chess and tournaments to get big money, or you can go after their fortune changing rent on your properties or even pulling a bank heist on them. So much fun. It's incredible. So start building up your billions today. Go download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store and Google Play. You know, it's only a matter of time until your check engine light comes on, which could equal an expensive repair bill, and a new engine can cost up to $6,000.
Don't I know it?
But this is why you need this product I'm about to mention right now.
Okay.
CarShield. CarShield offers plans with low monthly rates that you can pay for your expensive repairs on your out-of-warranty car, truck, or SUV. It's so nice to have that protection of CarShield.
I know.
I believe. That's my belief. Some people have other beliefs, maybe religious beliefs. I think CarShield. CarShield plans provide protection on up to 5,000 major parts and systems, including items like transmission, engine, even your entertainment system. Mm. Just call CarShield and choose the mechanic to do the work. CarShield administrators will handle the rest and save you money. Look, I saw your car today. You've got a beautiful car, but you've got to haul your family around in this car. This is a vital piece of machinery for you. You need CarShield.
I do. And, you know, I don't take care of my cars very well. So CarShield, it would definitely come in
You know, and also with their A rating from the BBB, don't ask me, CarShield is the name you can trust to save you money on covered auto repairs. Now's the time to make the smart choice and protect yourself from the sky-high auto repair bills. Visit carshield.com/Conan. Save 20% today. Again, that's carshield.com/Conan to save 20%. Visit carshield.com/Conan to lock in your price today.
Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
If you have kids or pets, you know stains and odors in your carpet and upholstery are inevitable. But the experts at ChemDry can help. ChemDry removes odors and stubborn stains by sending millions of carbonating bubbles deep within your carpet. ChemDry lifts dirt, urine, and stains to the surface to then be extracted away, giving you a cleaner and healthier home. Call 1-800-CHEMDRY or visit ChemDry.com to connect with your local ChemDry and learn about special offers in your area. That's 1-800-CHEMDRY or visit ChemDry.com today.
I also like movies. I like TV shows, movies. And as a matter of fact, my brother studied like cinematography. Huh. Is that the word?
That's it.
Yeah. So he studied that here in Colombia, and he tried to look for a job in that thing, but he didn't find it. So he had to travel. He left Colombia, and now he's currently living in California.
Oh, well, yes, there's much more of that kind of work here in California.
So, yeah, so he's trying to make movies over there. I don't know if you guys have heard about him. His name is James Cameron.
I'm just Hey, I'm going to pay you $100 to stop making jokes.
You got me. No, that one got me.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry, but his name is what? The California part is real.
I don't know what's real with you anymore. You're a shapeshifter. One minute you're a city planner, you're doing valuable work for the government, but then you're running the front desk at some cheesy motel in Ohio, taking bribes. You're all over the map. You're a tennis star, or are you? Who knows? I don't know who you are, David.
Catch me if you can, this guy.
Exactly.
And I also play the piano.
Sure,
I do concerts, by the way.
What's your favorite kind of music?
Yeah. Well, I listen to everything. I mean, I can listen to reggaeton, but I can also listen to heavy metal, doom metal.
Yeah.
Death metal.
Oh,
you like death metal.
So that kind of range.
What's your favorite? What are your favorite bands? Your favorite death metal bands?
Ooh, death metal bands. Well, I like, I wouldn't say Slipknot is a death metal band.
Oh, Slipknot. They used to come on my show regularly. I like those guys.
Really?
Yeah. They were terrific. And they put on a great show.
But they're just regular metal. They're not death metal.
Yeah, they're like power metal.
Yeah, thrash metal.
I mean, death metal, Dr. Acula. It's a death metal band.
Oh, I see what they're doing there. Yeah. Dr. Acula.
Yeah.
I see it. I'm just piecing it together now, but I see what's happening.
Let me see their
diploma. And their other band is Frank, middle initial N, Stein.
Exactly. No, really. That's the name.
Orthopedic surgeon Frank N. Stein. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for orthopedic surgeon Frank, middle initial N, Stein. 2, 3, 4. Death, die.
Is that what you think death metal is?
Just say death over and over.
Say death and die.
Pretty much death metal.
Die. Death. Rot. You're in a never-ending hole. There is no nothing in the future. Black this. Death.
Do you have a new favorite death metal artist, David?
David, come on. That was pretty good.
Well, you have to go a little bit down. Like,
can you affect my voice, Eduardo? Yeah, I want to try and do this. This is a new death metal band called Dr. Orthopedic Surgeon Frank N. Stein.
I can do it in post if you want.
Yeah, we'll do it in post.
We're going down now, right?
Yeah.
Heavy metal, die, 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 run, 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 there is no light in the future. You're in your coffin and you're dead and you're dead and you're in your coffin dead.
Yeah, that sounds amazing.
That's it.
And that's a ballad.
That was great.
That's an acoustic ballad. Wow. So you like your death metal.
Do you do mosh pits?
Yeah.
Like, do you go to concerts and do you do mosh pits?
Well, I used to. Oh. Not anymore, to be honest. I haven't been in a mosh pit in like 10 years.
Oh. Yeah. They've changed. Yeah.
Yeah. Your old husband is big on mosh pits.
Oh, right? Okay. Well, yeah. And so is Matt O'Brien, your head writer, likes to mosh it up.
A nephew that I had to hire.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It's well, you know, they like to mosh it up. Moshing is, but apparently there's, you know, you're not supposed to, I don't think it's moshing. I think it's pitting.
Oh.
I think there's like specific vernacular that goes with it.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, David, I noticed that you wandered off.
Oh, no, yeah. I was just trying to charge my computer.
Can we bribe you to come back?
No, it's a really good time to check on the electronics.
Yeah, these exactly. Two. I'm sorry.
We had a good thing on mosh pits, and then suddenly we're talking about all these people they don't know. Wow. What an incredible cul-de-sac. Anyway, I'm stuck in a hell of my own making, David.
3 days.
I would love to be touring those dangerous areas with you.
Yeah, that would be awesome. As a matter of fact, I have I looked for 4 like fun facts about Colombia,
mm-hmm.
and I have them right here.
Oh wow!
One is that
right here.
Yeah, I'm sorry, look it up.
Wow! Look at that.
Well, you live there.
I just want to be completely sure about them.
Oh.
One is that Colombia is the most biodiverse country in the world.
Oh. Wow. That's exciting.
I mean, there's always a struggle against Brazil, who's the most biodiverse.
But I know, and I'm tired of that old feud.
Yeah.
I can't take it anymore. For my money. No, when I travel, I always say, honey, is this place biodiverse? And
exactly.
Yeah. What's next?
How many species do they have?
Yeah.
The next one is like how they have. We have 4,000 species of orchids.
David, you're not helping Colombia right now.
That's also a sub fact of the last fact. Yeah.
That's true. That's true.
What's the next one? There are more, greater variety of otter. What's the third one, David? What's number three and four?
Like 1,500 orchids that only can be found in Colombia.
Yeah, yeah. I've been looking. Okay,
yeah, exactly.
What's number 3?
It's the country with the most precipitation per year.
Wow, I've got to get there. There's orchids, biodiversity, and constant rain. Constant rain.
Oh, I can't wait for number 4.
Oh, number 4 is going to be this. No, but it's going to be the one that seals the deal. Yeah. Let's hear it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, it's a beautiful country. It has beautiful beaches.
What's
number 4?
Oh, wait.
Even you got bored. Well. Hold on.
I'm sorry. The fourth one is we have the most bird diversity in the world.
Colombia! You're also the most diverse in your diversity.
Yeah, but you don't have very much diversity in your fun facts.
No.
I'm all about that orchid one.
I'm sorry. I looked for them 10 minutes ago.
No, it's okay. Sounds like...
Well, you prepared more than most people do.
We'll
give that to you.
I think you just lost your government job. Well, David, you seem like a really nice guy. You really do. And I'm glad. Do you know us through the podcast? Is that how you know us?
No, as a matter of fact, I've been a huge fan since like your days in The Simpsons.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
As a matter of fact, yeah. Yeah, cool. Exactly. And I was able to watch your show when I lived in Ohio. Mm-hmm. That was the first time I watched your show. And I've been following ever since on YouTube.
Oh, cool. Great. Well, I'm glad you're checking it out. And that's the reason most people emigrate to America, is to try and catch up on what I'm up to.
Oh.
That's a statistic that I don't want you to look into. That's just trust me on that.
Yeah. And I love the remotes.
Oh, thanks.
And I always thought about you coming here to Colombia and making a really great remote.
What would the remote be about if I came to Colombia?
Orchid searching, right?
What kind of things can you imagine? You say you're familiar with my style of comedy and the kind of remotes I do. What do you think I'd be doing if I came to Colombia?
Okay, first we would have to go to the beaches. I mean, they're beautiful. Mm-hmm. And girls would love to see a 6 foot tall man, really white guy on the beach with a little short.
I think they'd be amused. I think that's the extent to which they would like it.
They'll come rub your head.
Yeah. Oh, true.
Yeah.
Well, that's quite erotic. Exactly. Yeah. Now I think I'm in the right age.
We would go to Bogota.
Yeah.
And we would try to go into a telenovela, which is really big here in Colombia.
Cool.
We would go, if it's possible, to the Amazon. I mean, we have a big chunk of the Amazon and it's beautiful, really biodiverse.
Yes. So you and I would get, would we go down the river, the Amazon?
Yeah, exactly. And see the pink dolphins.
Oh.
We have pink dolphins, by the way.
Oh, why? Yeah, what happened?
Diversity.
What happened
to them?
I don't know.
You know what? Someone was washing them and put a red T-shirt in there.
Oh, come on!
That's what happened. That's how you get a pink.
I'm sorry.
Who put the red shirt in here? Well, listen, David, it's been very nice getting to chat with you. You seem like a nice young man. I think you're doing good work. Be careful in those dangerous spots. Look after yourself. And try to enjoy some of what Colombia has to offer. The orchids.
Hey, I will.
The pink dolphins, more types of orchids, and then other orchids.
The birds.
The rain. Is it raining right now where you are?
Not really. It's really sunny.
Yeah. It will rain very soon.
Yeah.
Because I've heard your precipitation is off the charts.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, nice talking to you, David, really. And I hope our paths cross one day. We'll have a good time.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, one last thing that I want to say is that my brother's getting married in California in March 25. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to be over there. And I just wanted to shout out to my brother and Lauren. I'm really happy for you guys. So.
Oh, that's so sweet.
That's nice.
That's really nice. All right. Well,
you guys are invited to the wedding.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Nice. Wow. Where is it at?
Yeah. Where is the wedding going to be?
It's in Oakland.
Okay. Well, anyway.
Yeah.
Best of luck, David.
Thank you very much.
I hope you have a great time at the wedding.
Hey, thank you very much.
All right.
It was such a pleasure to meet you guys.
Thanks, lovely buddy. To talk Thanks, to you.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Conan O'Brien needs a fan. With Conan O'Brien, Sonam Avsesian, and Matt Gourley. Produced by me, Matt Gourley. Executive produced by Adam Sachs, Joanna Solitaroff, and Jeff Ross at Team Coco, and Colin Anderson at Earwolf. Music by Jimmy Vivino. Supervising producer, Aaron Blair. Associate talent producer, Jennifer Samples. Associate producers, Sean Doherty and Lisa Berm. Engineering by Eduardo Perez. Please rate, review, and subscribe to Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever fine podcasts are downloaded.
This has been a Team Coco production in association with Stitcher.
If you have kids or pets, you know stains and odors in your carpet and upholstery are inevitable. But the experts at ChemDry can help. ChemDry removes odors and stubborn stains by sending millions of carbonating bubbles deep within your carpet. ChemDry lifts dirt, urine, and stains to the surface to then be extracted away, giving you a cleaner and healthier home. Call 1-800-CHEMDRY or visit ChemDry.com to connect with your local ChemDry and learn about special offers in your area. That's 1-800-CHEMDRY or visit ChemDry.com today.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.